Praise the Lord. And I said, I am boldly, not because I'm arrogant, but that's the sermon topic tonight, is I am. I want everybody to say that out loud right now. I am. Okay, that's the topic. Before I even get started, remember the sermon Dave preached last Sunday morning about the photos, okay? So right now I'm going to get a photo of everybody as I am this very minute, okay? Everybody ready? Smile, say cheese. Oh, this is one of those panoramic deals. There we go. Got it. Okay. Now remember, everything tonight is about you. Okay, so we're going to go through some I ams, but remember, it's I am, and it's about you. It's not about your neighbor. It's not about your spouse. It's not about anyone else. It's I am. And again, you know, we think I am sounds a bit arrogant and a bit bold, but we'll see where we can say I am confidently here. Okay? We're going to start out with a word of prayer. Lord, again, I'm so glad to be here this evening. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. I praise your name right now for the Holy Spirit that indwells us. I ask, Lord, now that you guide and direct us this evening, Lord, move upon us with the Holy Spirit that can stir us from deep within. I ask, Lord, tonight you be with those that couldn't be here tonight. Stir their hearts. We know you can. We know you know. We know all things are by you, for you, and from you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, and I ask you to get our fleshly bodies out of the way and help us to understand what this message means tonight about I am. Thank you, Lord, and again, I ask for you to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. He's exciting. I tell you what, folks, I enjoy this so much, serving him. Now, I was sitting there thinking, you know, I enjoy preaching. I enjoy getting ready. I enjoy participating in being a member of Drift Run. And I was thinking about the funeral part. That's kind of difficult. But it's an opportunity to share Jesus with a lot of people that hearts are broken and hearts are open and hearts that it's a good time that they might receive something. They might see the need for Jesus in their life. There was a guy got hurt on a four-wheeler at work, and he was talking about how close things happened. I told him, you know, my dad was killed on a four-wheeler accident. And I said, God works in ways that'll get your attention. And he said, he's got mine. So that's rewarding. That's worth rejoicing about, even though it was a terrible thing. So, and weddings, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Hopefully they continue. I ask, when I counsel with folks, and I don't know where this is coming from, because that's not part of the message, but anyways, I counsel those that if they come to a crossroad, come and visit with the pastor. Come and talk to somebody that can help guide them. Give him counseling before they make a decision to part away from that. But anyways, we'll get back to the message. I am wound up this evening for some reason. Well, I know what the reason is. Okay, I am. I believe. I preached about I believe a few weeks back. Okay, and we believe the Word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And then after that, I talked about I want. You know, we talked about in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So we realize that God supplies all of our wants. We shouldn't want for anything. So tonight it's going to be I am. Did you give me something, Debbie? Because I am wound up tonight for some reason. Feel like my heart's going 100 miles an hour, and I'm excited about that. Can you say I am? I am. Everybody say I am. Okay, here we go. First one. I am of a sin nature. Okay, so everybody agrees with that. Do you believe that? In the fall, in Genesis, that's where it started. That's where our sin nature came from. In Genesis chapter 3. And went on in Romans. Let's go to Romans 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12 says, "It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all going out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." So that states it. So that's the state that we're in this picture right now. Okay, we're talking about right now, this very minute, we're talking about the state that I am in right now. I am of a sinful nature. Okay, you might think, well, I've been born again. Okay, you are born again. But we're still in these vile bodies. As long as we're in these fleshly bodies, we have a sin nature. You know, you heard a lot of sermons about the armor of God. That's to fight the spiritual battle. So that's why it talks about we're always in this battle, the spiritual and the physical. Okay, so we are, right now, I am of a sin nature. Okay. Number two, can you say, I am saved? All right. Okay. We're talking about the state we're in right now. We are of a sin nature, but we can say, I am saved this very minute. Remember, we're in this present time right here. Right here. We're in this present time. I am saved, born again, redeemed. That says a lot, doesn't it? So are you happy about that? Are you happy that you're born again? Okay. Are you happy that you're redeemed? I know you are. Are you happy to be saved? What does it mean to be saved? What are we saved from? We're saved from eternal separation from God. So, I'm happy about that. Okay, so I am, and that's not arrogantly saying I am saved. I'm not saved by anything I've done. I am saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I am saved from eternity in hell. I am saved from total separation from God. Amen. So we can say that boldly and not arrogantly, right? Right. So that's what we need to be doing. We need to live like that, folks. We've got to live like that. We can't live in fear. Number three is 1 John. We're going to read chapter 1, verse 9, and then a couple of verses in chapter 2. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So, we need to say right here, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. So you are. Do you comprehend the point I'm trying to make here tonight? I want you guys to know what's going on right here. I am forgiven. That's exciting. That's, you know, we say, well, I am sad. You know, and it shows. What does forgiven mean? You're not accountable for your sin. Okay, so back up. I am of a sin nature. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. Think how serious that is. Think how many convicts, people in prison would love to hear that. I am forgiven. You think they'd be happy? Think they'd be excited? Let's say it again. I am forgiven. Okay, let's live like that, folks. Let's live like that. I'm going to read, before I go on, read chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." His forgiveness spreads to everybody. You just got to receive it. You just got to accept it. So, I am a sin nature. I am saved. I am forgiven. Shouldn't that put a smile on our face? Make us happy with it. Even in this world that's falling apart around us, we are forgiven. Moving on. The next one is, I am called.
I am called.
Okay. So you all said it, so you know you're called. We got to realize we're called. So, and this is kind of a two-parter. I am called to repentance. Okay? And we'll have some scriptures for that. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 says, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He's called every one of us to repentance. Right? He has. He has. Like Dave says, I'm not making this stuff up. That's really in there. And he called us, and I can say, Jamie can say, I am called to repentance. Amen. Not because I've done anything great, not because I deserve anything from God, but I'm called to repentance because he loves me, because he made a way for me. So there's nothing arrogant about that, saying I am, because I am. Because the great I am says so, that we can. Okay, so we're called to repentance, but in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, I am called to service. So everybody realize what service is? I'm not called to come and sit. I'm called to come and participate. I'm called to come and support. I'm called to come and be active. Whatever it might be, you don't have to do what he does, and he don't have to do what he does, and she don't have to do what she does, and she don't... You get the point? Okay. But we all are called to, for our own purpose. We're called to be to service. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17 says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And charity, we all know, is love. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So we are called to do right by God in whatever He calls us to do, in whatever we're doing. But whatever we're doing, we got to do it as if we're doing it for the Lord. And that means preaching. And I had a note wrote down there, I am called to preach. That's not a boastful thing. God called me to preach. He did. He called Sarah to sing. He called Dave to be a pastor. He called him to be a Christian and be a leader and an elder and everything else. He called teachers. He's called prayer warriors. He's called men and women just to be Christians. He's called us all. We all have a servant. A servant. None more significant than any other. Amen. Top to bottom, equal ground. We're all called. Okay. Number five. I am willing.
I am willing.
Do you understand what willing means? I'll do it. Mark 14:8. And this one just always this story, this scripture, to me is powerful. It's encouraging, and it's Mark 14:8. She hath done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. She was willing to do what she could. And it was a woman, she had some ointment, and she poured it on Jesus. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to humble yourself and do what needs done? There's always a need for something. Always a need for something. Be willing. I remember a guy when I was a young Christian, just starting out, just realized what faith meant. I think I was like 17 years old. And the guy, you know, I grew up in church, but I was still thinking I can't be good enough. But he helped me to realize that faith was the key. Amen. Faith is the key to the law. I got to put my faith in Jesus Christ that he was good enough. And he would say, you know, God just needs, no, take that back, God needs nothing. God just wants us to be willing to be willing. Yeah. Can you be willing to be willing? I am willing. I'm not saying that boastful. I'm telling you what, folks, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm willing. You need me to do something, I'm willing to do it if I can. You know, I just am. And that's just my calling from the Lord. And we all need to be that way. It's a choice. You know, we can sit there. I could sit right there. I might be miserable. I might tear the side off of that pew. The Lord called me to do something, but I can hang on. Be willing to stand up. Amen. Be willing to step out for the Lord. He is worthy of that. Amen. He's deserving of that. Let's say it one more time. I am willing. Praise the Lord. And last one, and I really didn't write a scripture down because there's a bunch of them, and I'm just going to see where the Lord goes with this. I am. Everybody say, I am.
I am.
Written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
I am just a passing through.
I am.
Now, you realize that? Now, that's serious. That's real. That's legitimate. I am. We are just passing through. Do you say that knowingly? Do you take it serious? It's real, folks. I am just passing through. I am a citizen.
I am a citizen.
Now, what that tells us, we're a citizen of where?
Heaven.
Heaven. We're already citizens of heaven.
Amen.
That's pretty good stuff. That's pretty good stuff. I am encouraged.
I am encouraged.
Are you encouraged tonight? I hope this message is encouraging. The sermon this morning was encouraging. I hope you're encouraged by the Word of God.
Amen.
By what it says. Isn't it the only truth?
Yes.
We can be encouraged tonight. Right here in this little photo, I am encouraged. I am confident.
I am confident.
And where does our confidence come from? The Lord. We put our confidence in Jesus Christ, in Him crucified, and His saving shed blood.
Amen.
That He shed for me.
Amen.
And you. So, I am confident in Christ right now. Two more. I am blessed. Who's blessed? Can you hold up your hand if you're blessed?
Amen.
That's right. That's right. And I see folks that have cancer raise their hands because they're blessed. I see folks that have had many surgeries and raise their hand because they're blessed. Because they know where their blessings come from. They know their blessings don't come from this physical body that's going to fail us, as we've talked about. Our blessings come from Jesus Christ and the hope that we have of eternal life with Him.
Amen.
That's where I am blessed.
Amen.
Yeah. That's where that joy comes from in here. That unspeakable joy that we sing about right here comes from
Amen.
That right there.
Amen.
That right there. not of any works that I have done. And the last one, if you want to think about a song, and the last one, I am thankful. Are you thankful tonight for what Jesus done for you? Are you thankful tonight that God loved you so much? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you thankful for that tonight? Can you say, I am thankful? Hold your hand up and say, I am thankful. I am. I am thankful for what He's done for me. I am thankful that He brought me down here to this little church by the road. I am thankful that Dave is our pastor. I'm thankful to be in church with my friend Ron Amos and his wife Mary. And I'm thankful for every one of you guys. But most of all, I'm thankful for God, what He's done and what He's doing. And I was thinking about the gifts. We'd be thankful for the gifts that God's going to give us. He don't have to give us nothing else, and we got so much to be thankful for. We need to be thankful for the gift that He's already given. And that's the gift we're going to be celebrating in the next little bit. The gift of Jesus Christ. I hope, as you come and get a song, my prayer tonight is you can say every one of those I ams confidently, knowingly, and trusting in Jesus Christ, and Him, and Him alone. Because that's all that matters in all this. That's all that matters. We were talking about the photos. Well, I was thinking earlier, we were talking about the elderly, you know, us praying for our elderly. 20 years, we'll be the elderly. You know, 20 years ago, our grandparents were the elderly. It just moves on and on and on. I am right now. What are you right now? I am saved. I am on my way to heaven, trusting in that right there and that alone. That's what it's all about.